From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Tomahawk Revenge from the Wilderness series by David Thompson. Now let's begin with Tomahawk Revenge. Chapter 1. The sharp retort carried for miles. Those eagles and hawks soaring high above the nearby massive mountains heard it, as did the elk, deer, and buffaloes inhabiting the sea of verdant forest, covering the slopes and valleys in all directions. Chipmunks ceased scampering, squirrels stopped chattering, and even bears paused to listen intently. All the songbirds within hearing range fell silent. So alien a sound could only mean one thing. The most dangerous predator of all was abroad. Man. Borne by the stiff breeze, the sound echoed and reverberated, diminishing with the distance traveled until finally another pair of ears heard it. Up went a square chin as the listener cocked his head to one side. His broad shoulders straightened under his buckskins, and his green eyes crinkled in concentration. A mane of black hair framed his rugged features. Tied at the back, suspended with the quill jutting upward, was an eagle feather. A powder horn and a bullet pouch were slanted across his muscular chest. Wedged under his brown leather belt were two flintlock pistols, one on either side of the buckle. A butcher knife in a beaded sheath dangled from his left hip. Held in his left hand was a Hawken rifle obtained months before in St. Louis. The brawny 19-year-old lowered his head when the sound died away and beat a hasty path to the northeast, crossing a low ridge and descending to a wide stream meandering through a scenic valley. He turned upstream and scoured both banks until he...